Hey guys, back in November last year, I did a studio tour showing all my gear and how it's all connected. And it's been a while, so I thought maybe we'll do an update because there's a few new bits of gear, a few changes to the way I'm working. First up, we have the Moog Messenger. This is their latest keyboard, and I've been having a bit of fun making some sounds for it. You get those classic Moog sounds like this. But it also gets pushed into new territories. So I've got a lot more modulation capabilities with this one and different filters like high pass and a four pole low pass and a two pole low pass. It's kind of cool. And I've just got this back from the service. Steve Jones from Synth Temple gave it some love and it's sounding better than ever. So I'll be doing a video showcasing this soon. Over here, the Moog Muse has found a home in between the Prophet 5 and the Oberheim OB8. It's crazy to think there's like 40 years difference between this guy and these old bad boys. But they're kind of working together quite nicely. And this is really growing on me, the Muse. I've been playing around, especially with the diffusion delay to kind of create chorused sounds. And over here, I've got my grandmother just chilling this little nook. I've been working on a few projects where I've actually been using a lot of Moog. Actually, the last four synths I've shown you are all Moog. And this is cool. It's like right here. It's not in the way because I can still get to the external rack mount gear. And the MS-20 is still over here. I can reach that. I've got this cool little MIDI controller made by a company called Cynedo. It's called a TempoPad C16. And what's cool about it, it's actually wireless, so I can be just playing away. I've got it hooked up to the VEEPROM plugin, which is made by Ali James Lab. It's awesome for getting the Linn LM1 sounds, but you can now upload EEPROMs of your choice. So this one has the Lindrum sounds, and then if I switch over here, we have an Oberheim DMX. I've got some new headphones from Biodynamic. These are the DT1990 Pro. These are open back headphones, which are awesome for mixing because if you have the traditional closed back headphones, which are good for recording because they don't let noise spill out, you kind of feel like, you know, after a while you get cabin fever, you're kind of stuck in these headphones and it doesn't sound natural anymore. So for mixing, you know, I highly recommend open back headphones after working with these the last month. It's been great. And over on this side of the room, I've got a cool little station with the Moog Matriarch hooked up to the ARP 2600M. So right now I'm controlling the ARP. I can also blend in the Matriarch. And a cool thing that I discovered is you can put this in four voice mode, and then if you have this set to low priority, you can play chords and the ARP will just play the bottom note. And over here, the Juno was originally between the Oberheim and the Prophet, but now it's living on top of the Vocoder and the Selena. It's just nice to have a little polyphonic keyboard here. And in the back corner, I've managed to squeeze in the Roland SH2 and RS09. Couch is gone. It used to live here, but it was kind of getting in the way. And usually when I have other musicians here, they're off next to the computer with me, or we're around the room playing synthesizers. So now my clavinet is in the place of the couch. And I've got a few other toys I've got recently, like the Franklin Audio Stereo Reamplifier. And this is great for sending audio out of my computer if you want to like put it through effects pedals like Electroharmonics Badstone or the Mini Qtron, which I just got the other day. And got a new drum machine. This is a 1984 edition of the Arturia Drum Brute Impact. This has some really cool sounds. It's super fun to play with. And there's been a lot of changes in my second studio, which is where the B Team is housed. So let's check that out now. So I've finally hooked up all the synths in this room. I have them connected to a Franklin Audio SS6, which is a stereo DI switcher. What that means is now I can just choose any keyboard I like in here, and it's hooked up to a Universal Audio Vault 476, and I can record it into this laptop here, and then just airdrop the file back into the main room, which is awesome, because before I'd have to grab a keyboard, bring it into the main room. It's kind of a bit clunky, and yeah, this is much easier. So, for example, we've got the D50. I could switch it to channel 2, which is the DX7. Or let's say the Poly 61, which will be on channel 5. And here we have a Stylophone Theremin, and this is super fun. And you can use it by actually triggering right here. And this slider is kind of cool. And in this room, which I'm now calling the Studio of Light, I've set up my Deutsch Firm LMK2 Plus controller underneath the desk. Just fits in nice and snug. And I've been playing with this software from a company called ModArt, and it's called Piano Tech. And it's physically modeling a lot of like upright pianos, classic grand pianos like Steinways and Bösendorfers. Right now I've got a felt piano preset going. That is super moody, and just for example, your classic piano. And then A room I haven't showed you before is my kind of like breakout or lounge room slash kitchen. Just an area to kind of chill in between doing studio sessions. A couple couches. Got my upright piano, Yamaha U1. That's currently got the soft pedal on. What I love about this is it's super bright. It needs a good tuning. Anyway, so that's the update. As I said in the last video, things always do change. So I reckon let's do another one of these in a couple months. See you then.